biggest business program in the country starts now. It's Williams Means Business with Larry Williams and Vodafone. Be a ready business on News Talk ZB.
Good evening. It's now 6:07. Well, three South Island districts are in a state of emergency tonight as former cyclone Geeta bears down. Christchurch and the Bulla district declared a local emergency earlier this afternoon. And in the past few minutes, Grey District has declared one as well. Mayor Tony Cockshorn is with me. Tony, evening to you. So this is a precaution, is it?
Yes, what's happened is we've just had a major accident at 9 Mile, just out of Greymouth on the Coast Road, where a camper van has been blown over and the occupants have been taken to hospital. So we've had no choice but to declare on the basis that we have already, earlier today, closed the road between Westport and Greymouth. So we really need now the Defence Forces and police in the daylight hours for the rest of the day, which is about 3 hours, to sweep through there and stop any camper vans that don't know of the incidents that are occurring at the moment and make sure that they are kept there stationary for the night. We don't want any movement of camper vans on that road.
And right now, Tony, any idea of the force of those winds?
The winds aren't as high as they have predicted, but this event is still emerging right through tonight and into tomorrow. But we haven't seen the high winds up to 150 k's yet, or the heavy rain. We have had winds and rain, but they haven't occurred in the high levels.
What, I guess you're in touch with the Met Service. When are you expected to get the worst of this?
They're expecting the worst to actually come through from about 6 or 7 o'clock tonight right through to the early hours of tomorrow morning. So it has a wee way to go.
And what is your advice to locals?
To locals, still take this serious. Stay indoors, check on your neighbours, and just listen to the radio and any updates that you're getting. Be careful all the way.
Thank you very much. That is Tony Cockshorn, who is the Grey District Mayor.
Larry Williams Drive.
Now, Nelson has been hit hard by ex-tropical cyclone Fihi a month ago, and residents aren't taking this storm lightly. Locals have been filling sandbags to try and keep water away from their homes. Our reporter Francis Cook is in Nelson. Hi, Francis. Good evening to you. So what are conditions like there at the moment?
Well, I've got to say, after a day where it was heavy, persistent rain, things are now starting to kick into higher gear. We've got really heavy rain now, and the wind gusts are picking up. It's basically from now that the cyclone is starting to make landfall. The next 12 hours or so, we're expecting gale force winds, really strong wind gusts, and about 200 millimetres of rain. Possibly in some hours we could get 20 to 30 millimetres of rain an hour.
And what are you seeing? I mentioned before some are sandbagging their homes. What are you seeing out and about?
Yeah, well, the residents, as you mentioned, the previous cyclone, there's still damage from it around. There's still, you know, buildings closed and garden walls knocked over, and people, you can still see the flood lines on their houses from the previous cyclone 2 weeks ago. So they are taking no chances with this. Interestingly, the city council doesn't provide sandbags, but Higgins Concrete, a local company, has stepped up and provided sand. Ravensdown provided bags, and they basically said it was their community duty to look after people. Locals, very grateful. Everyone is sandbagging and nailing doors shut, and they are positive and upbeat, but they are taking no chances.
Right, and the feeling is from Council Civil Defence there's no need to declare a state of emergency?
Not at this stage. I mean, I've just talked to Civil Defence in the last 5 or 10 minutes, and there have been some self-evacuations in Motueka. That's where I'm heading at the moment. The river is rising, and they're actually expecting the Tapaka River to burst its banks in the next hour or so. So they are very worried. The area is sodden from, I mean, this is the third severe weather event in 2 weeks. But they are feeling in control at the moment. Businesses are shut down, schools are shut down, and everyone is basically hunkering down to get through it. And at the moment, it seems like they're in control of the situation.
Francis, thank you for that report. That is Francis Cook in Nelson. News Talk ZB, it's 6:12.